Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
Greetings once again in the wonderful name of our Lord and Savior, King Jesus. We thank the presence of the Holy Spirit as we greet all the listeners at Radio Pulpit. Ngegama lika Jesu. Simbonga uNkulunkulu ekuseni kwanamhlanje uphinde wasivusa ngesandla sakhe. Abaningi bengaphumelelanga ukuvuka. Nabo siyabakhulekela ekuseni kwanamhlanje ngegama lika Jesu waseNazaretha. Our scripture reading namhlanje silapha ku John chapter 2. We are going to read from verse 1 to 8. Little lilizwi. On the third day, a wedding took place at Cana in Galilee. Jesus' mother was there, and Jesus and his disciple had also been invited to the wedding. When the wine was gone, Jesus' mother said to him, "They have no more wine." Dear woman, why do you involve me? Jesus replied, "My time has not yet come." His mother said to the servant, "Do whatever he tells you." Nearby stood six stones, water jars, the kind used by the Jews for ceremonial washing, each holding from 75 to 150 liters. Jesus said to the servant, "Fill the jars with water." So they filled them to the brim. Then he told them, "Now draw out and take it to master of the banquet." They did so, and the master of the banquet tasted the water that he had been turned into wine. He did not realize where it had come from, though the servants who had drawn the water knew. Then he called the bridegroom aside and said, "Everyone brings out your choice wine first, and then the cheaper wine after guests have had too much to drink. But you have saved the best till now." This was the first of his miraculous signs Jesus performed at Cana in Galilee. He then revealed his glory, and the disciple put their faith in him. Silbonge izwi kaNkulunkulu ekuseni. Father God, we thank you for your word this morning. Your word is alive. Your word is sharper than the edged sword, and the entrance of your word brings light. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Manje uma sibheke lamazwi ka Mary, the mother of Jesus, makathi do whatever he tells you. Amazwi akhulunywa lapha kuncwadi ka Genesis 41. Ekhulunywa uFaro, ekhuluma kubantu baseGibhitha, lapho izwi likaNkulunkulu lisitshela ukuthi uma sekufike indlala, sekuphele nemali yabo, sekunzima, i-economy yabo iwile. They went baya kuFaro. Mabefika kuFaro, uFaro told them the very same words uMaria azirepeatayo lana, ukuthi do whatever Joseph tells you to do. Manje no Mary lana uthi kuba to do whatever he tells you to do. Manje ekuseni kwanamhlanje, in our daily lives, we are given ama instruction. Njengoba athi do whatever he tells you to do, these are instructions. Abatshela kuzo ukuthi you will follow every instruction as you show you. Manje empilweni yethu sonke, in our daily lives, sinama instruction esinawo masivuka ekseni. Even in nature inama instruction anayo mayivuka ekseni. Njengoba nelanga liyayazi ukuthi isikhathi salo sinini, and then even the moon takes God's instruction. Kune verse elithi eBhayibheleni, even the sands of the sea, they take the instruction kuNkulunkulu. That is why zikwazi ukuthi zingadluleli ngale komhlabathi lo around kwisihlabathi solwandle, because it's how God has instructed them. Manje ekuseni kwanamhlanje, yonke into ukuze iphumelele idinga ukulalela ama-instruction. Manje kufana nomzimba wethu, each and every organ of our body, ukuze ikwazi ukusebenza kahle, kunama-instruction esiwanikeziwe ukuthi what to eat, esiwanikeziwe how to handle even those organs of of our body. There are instructions when we wake up in the morning. There are instructions when we sleep. Even nangendlela kufanele silale ngayo kunama instruction akhona. And uNkulunkulu usinikeze izwi lakhe to instruct us ukuthi sihambe kanjani. Manje ekseni kwanamhlanje uSolomon lapha kuncwadi yabashumayeli 7:29 uthi, "This is all that I have learned. God made things simple and plain, but we made ourselves very complicated." UNkulunkulu bangcwele uma esinikezwa izwi lakhe wenze izinto zethu nempilo zethu nemishado yethu konke nemizi yethu nako konke ukuthi kube simple, but liyathola ukuthi abantu abenza ukuthi izinto zibe nzima akusi esikhathini esiningi yisitha, but yithi sometimes esingalaleli ama-instruction. Sibona manje ukuthi uJesu Kristo sebebonile labafundi bakhe, bebonile uJesu Kristo imiracle ayenzile. Liyasitshela izwi likaNkulunkulu ukuthi bazama ukuthi manje benze njani. They put their faith in him. And manje, as they have listened kuma instruction uJesu wawenika ma 70 lawo ayekhona, nabo baqala ke manje uma kune multitude about 5000 eyayikhona lapho. Cabanga isinkwa eziyi 5 only neinhlanzi ezimbili kuphela. Bese kuthiwa thathani le nhlanzi uJesu athathe abusise konke lokho makaqeda athi hambani nikana abantu. Ucabange ukuthi vele siyakhumbula ukuthi uPhilip wathini. Waze wathi uPhilip makebona lento wathi hayi abantu abangaka kuyodingeka ukuthi kusetshenzwe Mose isikhathi esiningi unyaka wonke ukuze kukwazi ukufidwa bonke laba bantu. But manje uJesu Kristu ubanikeza ama instruction ukuthi thathani nifideni labo bantu. Manje as they were feeding the people, the bread multiplied, the fish multiplied, every one of them kwakhona ukudla kwaze kwasala nemvuthu. And izwi likaNkulunkulu liyasitshela ukuthi nensalela zakhona, they had to be kept lezo insalela zakhona. Manje this is a message even kuma remnant ukuthi the remnants will be always there. Manje ekuseni kwanamhlanje sibona ukuthi uNkulunkulu has given us his word as a blueprint to follow the instruction. He also listed those who violated the instruction wasibonisa ukuthi ama consequences abawa encounter ayini ngokungalaleli ama instruction. Now we see even uma befika eJericho they had to follow the instruction. Cabanga kuthwa jikelezani lendawo for 7 days ningasho lutho. It doesn't make sense empeleni. But uNkulunkulu athi jikelezani. They had to follow the instruction until uNkulunkulu ababonisa ukuthi uzokwenzani ngalento. Manje uThixo uNkulunkulu onikeza ama instruction bese thina sisebenzisa ifaith yethu ukuthi sikwazi ukwenza njengoba uNkulunkulu esho ukuthi ama results asiwaboni asihambi ngokubona ama results kodwa sihamba ngokungaboni bese manje kuthiwa ifaith leyo. Manje esikhathini esiningi siyabona ukuthi kufana namabeyolwa oGideoni. Cabanga ukuthi uyolwa impi kuthiwa thatha ijar uphinde uthathe netosh. Yini azenzi sense lezo zinto? Kodwa uNkulunkulu wabatshela ukuthi thathani ijar nithathe neni namatosh niyokulwa. Siyokulwa nabantu aba armed, abantu abanayo wonke ama-weapons. Ngani? Ngoba ngaleso sikhathi ama-Canaanites endaweni yabo bebemonopolize ama-weapons ngoba bebekhona ukwenza ama-weapons. Siyakhumbula ukuthi nangaleso sikhathi kulwa uDavide eyolwa noGoliath lithi zikaNkulunkulu uSaul wathatha izambatho zakhe zokulwa wayomgqokisa ethe makamgqokisa wabona uDavid ukuthi leza zilingani nami wathi ngcono ngingaziqoki mina ngizoyenza njengoba umoya engcwele engilida ukuthi ngenze manje siyabona ukuthi to follow the instruction kubaluleke kangakanani to follow the instruction is for our own benefit now as we look at this sibona nabantu mabaya kudokotela udokotela uzonikeza uzoprescribe imithi and emithini leyo they are ama instruction anikeziwe ukuthi leyo mithi uyithatha kanjani but if you overdose or underdose you are the one who suffer the consequences kufana nasezwini likaNkulunkulu if we don't do uNkulunkulu lokakushoyo we suffer the consequences zezinto esingafuna ukulalela manje siyabona ezwini likaNkulunkulu No David uma ikhuluma ngezwi likaNkulunkulu ku Psalm 25 verse 5 uthi a good and upright is the Lord therefore he instructs sinners in his way he guides the humble in what is right and teaches them his way all the ways of the Lord are loving and faithful for those who keep the demands of his covenant for the sake of your name O Lord Abesa to David, forgive my iniquity, though it is great. Who is then is the man who fears the Lord? He will instruct him in the way chosen for him. He will spend his days in prosperity, and descendants will inherit the land. The Lord confines in those who fear him. He makes his covenant known to them. My eyes are forever on the Lord, for only he will release my feet from the snare. Manje lapha siyafunda khona ku verse 5 ukuthi uNkulunkulu I mean ku verse 10 ukuthi uThixo iinstruct indlela ekufanele ukuthi sihambe ngayo. Uma sihamba ngayo will not suffer the consequences. Aphinde futhi uDavide uma ekhuluma ngendlela kaNkulunkulu nokuthi izinto ziyamlalela nezulu liyamlalela. Manje uthi in the heavens He patched up the tent for the sun, which is like a bridegroom coming forth from the pavilion, like a champion rejoicing to run its course. It rises at one end and of heavens and makes it circuit to the other. Nothing is hidden from its heat. The law of the Lord is perfect, reviving the soul. The statutes of the Lord are trustworthy, making wise the simple. When we follow the instruction, zenza ukuthi yazi umuntu ongahlakaniphanga hlakaniphe. Manje lapha lithi the precepts of the Lord are right, giving joy to the heart. Sometimes uma ungalaleli kuNkulunkulu It's when we are depressed. It's when we are unhappy. But lana ngoba izwi lakhe liyasho ukuthi the precepts of the Lord are right, giving joy to the heart. Manje kufanele ukuthi lapho uma ungenayo injabulo, ukuzibuza ukuthi why ngingena injabulo. Njengo Davide athi why are you downcast in me oh my soul? Why ezibuza ngoba uyazi ukuthi uma engalalelanga leyo nto okungalaleli kwakhe imenza abe downhearted. Manje ekuseni kwanamhlanje kukhona ama-instruction uNkulunkulu asinikeza wona ekufanele siwenze. Njengoba leli lizwi lithi, the precepts of the Lord are right, giving joy to the heart. Manje uma wathatha ama-precepts kaNkulunkulu, imiyalo kaNkulunkulu, ama-customs kaNkulunkulu, uma wenza ngendlela they bring joy in your heart manje ekseni kwanamhlanje lize lithi leli lizwi the commands of the Lord are radiant giving light to the eyes uyabona manje ama commandment kaNkulunkulu lithi they are radiant giving light to the eyes some of the people bayahamba bebona ngamehlo enyama kodwa amehlo amoya kaboni ngani ngoba abalaleli imithetho kaNkulunkulu they don't yield unto God's instruction manje ekseni kwanamhlanje lize lithi leli lizwi the fear of the Lord is pure enduring forever and the ordinances of the Lord are sure and altogether righteous they are more precious than gold than much pure gold many people bafuna ingcebo and bayenza konke ukubone nalapha e-supermarket kune queue engaka abantu bayodlala ama game badlala yonke into bezama ukuthi bathole imali and into manje bazospenda imali zabo kodwa manje izwi likaNkulunkulu lithi the fear of the Lord is pure, enduring forever. The ordinances of the Lord are sure and altogether righteous. They are sweeter than honey from the comb. By them is your servant won. In keeping them, there's a great reward. In keeping the commandments of God, there's a great reward. Uzozibona uphumelela, ungazi ukuthi uphumelela kanjani. Bakhona abantu abaphumelelayo namhlanje, kuze kubuza abanye abantu ukuthi uzibani bani uphumelela kanjani. Yiko lokho besuka bathi uthwele, yiko lokho besuka bathi wenze njani, ungazange wakwenza lokho. Ngiyibuze namhlanje, yebo bukhona abakwenzayo lokho, asiphiki. Kodwa akusibonke abantu abaphumelelayo abathwele manje ekuseni kwanamhlanje ngiba nombuzo ukuthi why manje usathane efuna ukusitshela amanga ukuthi uNkulunkulu akaphumelelisi sibona abo Uziya izwi kaNkulunkulu ukuthi he was the richest man enaye esaphila bebethembe yena amazwe ngamazwe edependa kuye sibona uSolomon wayephuzela ekomishini legolide izinto zakhe ziyigold ephumelele ephunyeleliswa uNkulunkulu why today uma abantu bephumelela bephunyeleliswa uNkulunkulu kuthi abathwele manje esikhathini esiningi usathane ushintsha iqiniso ngoba manje izwi likaNkulunkulu liyasitshela ukuthi uma simlalela uNkulunkulu uyasiphumelelisa kuko konke imithetho yakhe idlula igolide nesilvere imithetho yakhe isiphumelelisa uvula iminyango engeke yavulwa umuntu manje ekuseni kwanamhlanje ukulalela ama-instruction yinto ebaluleke kakhulu uNkulunkulu makasinikeza manje lapho uMary makathi kubo yenzani lokho antshela kona kufana nathi namhlanje sitshela ukuthi masenze lokhu Jesu asitshela kona ukuze sikwazi ukuphumelela manje ekuseni kwanamhlanje uma sibheka ezini kaNkulunkulu bonke abantu abaye baphumelela uma sifunda ngabo in the Old Testament abantu abaye balalela uNkulunkulu lithi ngokulalela kwabo they prospered in everything they do manje sibheke indaba kaEsther eBhayibheleni siyathola ukuthi uEsther wagcina kwazile ukungena yoba iqueen but ngithanda ukuthi into eyenza uEsther ukuthi aphumelele ukuyoba iqueen ngaleso sikhathi endaweni yalo yaleya queen yayikhona kwakukhona amanye amantombazana ayekhona nawo elolongwa njengo-Esther but let us look at this laphayana kwincwadi ka-Esther ku-chapter 2 kuverse 16 ukuthi lithi zikaNkulunkulu when the 10 came for Esther to go to the king she asked for nothing other than what Hegai, the king's eunuch, who was in charge of the harem, suggested. And when then read about that, ama result, ukuthi uye waphumelela, ngani ngoba, uye walalela, uHegai, lo Hegai, kwakuyini, kwakuwumthenwa, oyabalungiselela, ukuthi babeya enkosini, babejani. And izwi kaNkulunkulu liyasitshela la ukuthi, yena itheni yakhe mayifika, wenza exactly into eshiwe uHegai omthenwa. Ukuthi wena yenza kanje, ulalela wonke ama-instruction abamtshele wona. Makafika enkosini, liyasitshela izwi kaNkulunkulu ukuthi, everyone wamfavor, inkosi yamfavor. Manje ngithanda ukuthi ekuseni uEsther akawinisanga ubuhle bakhe. Enye into yebo umkhuleko after sekuvele lokho, but umkhuleko uze after eseyiqueen sekekhethiwe yena. Ngani ngoba uye walalela. Ngithanda ukusho laphayana, liyasho lapha ku-Esther chapter 2, kuverse 16, lithi when the 10 came to go to the king. She asked for nothing other than what the king's eunuch, who was in charge of the harem, suggested. Wam suggestela lo, and wenza exactly njengoba esho. Manje kukhona ezinye izinto ekufanele ukuthi uma utshelwa uzilalele ukuze uphumelele. Uma sibheka indaba kaGideon ku Judges chapter 7 ku verse 17. Uthi uGideon kulabantu bebemlandela amasoja. Uthi, watch me, follow my lead, do exactly as I do. Lise Bhayibhelini leli vesi, Judges chapter 7 verse 17. Uthi, watch me, follow my lead, do exactly as I do. Bese no Abimeleki naye khona kwincwadi ama Judges ku chapter 9 ku verse 48. Omunye umuntu ke manje naye usho the very same thing. He ordered his men naye ethi kubo, quick, do what you have seen me do. And they overpowered their opponents. Ngani ngoba benze lokho abatshela ukuthi bakwenze. Manje, this is what Jesus said to us this morning. Do what you have seen him doing. Kufanele senze lokhu Jesu esimbone akwenza. Ngoba naye uthi Jesu Kristu kwelinye ivesi, lokho engikwenzayo ngikwenza ngoba ubaba ngimbone ekwenza. Manje uma senze okunye izwi likaNkulunkulu ekumelene nakho, yiloko sometimes singena esimeni ezinzima nasi blame the devil, si blame abanye abantu, kanti thina asifollowi the instruction. Manje ekuseni kwanamhlanje sibona nalapho kuGenesis chapter 6 verse 22 izwi likaNkulunkulu lithi, Noah did everything just as God commanded. Lisho njalo ivesi Genesis 6:22. Noah did everything just as God commanded. I will say to you today, if Noah never followed the instruction uNkulunkulu ayewamnikeza zona, the water lawo manzi ebeyongena kuleyo ship and it was going to sink. It was going to sink. Ngani ngoba uma ebengalalelanga bekuzongena amanzi and everything would go down. Manje kukhona ama instruction amancane esinikezwa wona ukuthi uma singawalaleli those small instruction esibona ngathi azinamsebenzi. Namhlanje abanye abaningi they are suffering the consequences ngoba manje into ebhlungu ma consequences awuchuzela ama consequences. Manje ekuseni kwanamhlanje some people's plans and ama business nabo they are sinking down. Reason is that they never followed the instruction. Ku First Kings chapter 22 ku verse 48 siyafunda ngoJehoshaphat ukuthi uJehoshaphat built a fleet of trading ships to go to Opa for gold, but they never set to sail. They were wrecked at Ezon Geba. Why kunjalo? Ngoba uJehoshaphat into wayenza i mistake elunge enjalo uJehoshaphat kodwa wa partnerisha nomuntu uNkulunkulu anolaka lakhe. There are people who izila likaNkulunkulu elingavumi ukuthi upartnerishe nabo. Yiko lokho izwi likaNkulunkulu lithi ubonobudlelana buni nomuntu opposite naye eningavumelani naye. Unebudlelana nini nomuntu oxabene noNkulunkulu, nomuntu ongamazi uNkulunkulu? Ngoba uma umntana kaNkulunkulu partnering with a person ongamazi uNkulunkulu, nizokwenza izinto ezirong ngoba uzokwenza izinto ezirong, and those izinto ezirong azenzayo zizokwenza wena ukuthi usuffer the consequences zezinto azenzile ezirong. Manje ekuseni kwanamhlanje izwi likaNkulunkulu lisitshela ukuthi simple, follow the instruction. If we follow those instructions, sibona naseyindleleni ukuthi kunama road signs. If you follow those road signs, you'll never get an accident. If you follow the red lights kuma traffic lights, we don't get into accidents. But abantu abangafollowi the red signs, ama lights, traffic lights, abangafollowi the road signs, they also get into trouble. Ngani they don't follow the instruction. Kunama instruction in everything esinjayo. Today we have a book esinencwadi ka Ruth, who was not even an Israelite, whose nation had no covenant with God because she followed the instruction as ka mother-in-law wakhe uNaomi. Namhlanje uRuth ngoba uye wamamela konke lokho, namhlanje sithola uRuth ubhaliwe in the genealogy of Jesus Christ as one of the genealogy abo mama as the four mothers sika Jesu ngani she followed the instruction azinikezwa uma wakhe umama zala wakhe manje ekseni kwanamhlanje siyakhumbula nalapha ku Second Kings sesivala ukuthi uNamani watshelwa lapha ku Second Kings chapter 5 uma enelepere etshelwa ukuthi makenze njani lithi izwi kaNkuluNkulu okokuqala wabona ukuthi hawo mina mos la engibuya khona imifula yakithi ingcono kunala abangithumela kuyo but izwi kaNkuluNkulu liyasitshela ukuthi the person owayinceku owayisebenzi wathi kuye uma sifunda laphayana encwadi ka Second Kings chapter 5 uverse 13 lithi Naaman's servant went to him and said my father if the prophet had told you to do some great thing, would you not do it? How much more than when he tells you, wash and be cleansed? So he went down and dipped himself in Jordan 7 times as the man of God had told him. And his flesh was restored and became clean like that of a young boy. Manje siyabona ukuthi wayengafuna ukuqala. Kwaze kwezisebenzisake sathi mara it's a simple thing hamba kwenza this thing is simple and ngokuyenza this thing is simple kwenzeka lomhlola manje ziningi izinto ezisimple uNkulunkulu ezwini lakhe asitshele zona which we need to follow those instructions and sikwazi ukuphumelela manje kuseni kwanamhlanje ngisakhuleka ukuthi uNkulunkulu asiphe nendlebe sisuse umoya obustubborn ngoba izwi kaNkulunkulu lithi ubustubbornness phango uNkulunkulu is like a sin of witchcraft. Let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, ekuseni siphe uNkulunkulu indlebe ezilalelayo, siphe inhliziyo evumayo ukuthi Nkosi senze ngokutshelwa ama instruction. Namhlanje people are suffering the consequences. Namhlanje people are blaming this and that one. Why? Because they never follow the instruction. Now Lord, help us. Help those uNkulunkulu abastubborn. Baba bafuna ukuthi baze babone kwenzeka izinto bese kube khona manje be regretter. Lord, we pray. Sixolele lapho singenzanga kahle ngegama lika Jesu Kristu wase Nazareth. Amen.
The words of the Lord are words of life. Your heart is on 657 AM. 657 AM, radio for believers in action.